Thank you for listening in to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. Following up with our top story from last week about Kane's Arcade, thanks to the short film at canesarcade.com, a total of $165,000 has been raised for the 9-year-old boys' college fund, and the funds are being matched by the Goldhurst Foundation, dollar for dollar, to help create a Kane's Arcade Foundation, which will help find, foster, and fund creativity and entrepreneurship in young kids. Also, in a similar story, 6-year-old Drew Cox's father was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer 3 months ago. Since then, this little Texas boy has been selling lemonade to help his father with medical bills. When word spread about the boy, crowds from the surrounding area showed up, giving donations, mingling with neighbors, and sipping lemonade. The family said the stand has earned more than $10,000 to offset out-of-pocket cost for chemotherapy. A new type of paper made from rock is becoming a new natural alternative. Fiberstone paper has become an eco-friendly alternative that uses 1/3 the energy of recycled paper and 0 wastewater. Best of all, the rock paper products are waterproof, greaseproof, and tear-resistant. Tree-free Fiberstone brand papers use 80% calcium carbonate powder, a natural limestone that is 100% sustainable because it originates from and is returned to the earth and is also the most abundant mineral on the planet. And our top story today, 7-year-old Annie Clark has just won a national handwriting award, even though she has no hands. The Pennsylvania first grader was born without hands but has learned determination in her quest to be a good student. Her school, Wilson Christian Academy, first honored her penmanship as the best of any student in her school. As a first-round winner, she advanced to the next level and Wednesday received one of 2 Zahner Bloser National Penmanship Awards, the second disabled student to win the new award. Annie received the Nicholas Maxim Special Award for excellent penmanship, a trophy, and $1,000. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.